There's a man I want to tell you about named Danko Jones. He's been called Dr. Evening, Mocha Moses, and sometimes he calls himself the Mango Kid. He came from Carmel City, born a lion, a P-bone with a smile. Some say he had a soul on ice, but in the long run, he was alive and on fire.
Love a call, baby.
This is Cobras and Fire. Rock's not dead. It's hiding. And you found it. Well done. Today we discuss the greatness of Danko Jones, baby!
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luce Cannon, joined with...
Bucko.
And today we are going to be discussing the greatness of Danko Jones, baby!
Danko!
That's right. If you were a fan of AC/DC, of Kiss, of Motorhead, or any no-frills rock band, there are only three valid reasons why you should not already own a Danko Jones album. Number one, you don't know who he is. Paco, is that valid?
If you don't know, you don't show.
I was not aware of that.
Number two, you're stupid.
Some people are really fucking stupid. Did you ever notice that, how many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is fucking stupid.
Number three. You're a racist. That's right. Danko Jones is a Canadian.
After the show, we will finally be sending ground troops into Canada. So let's strategize. Map!
Bucko, I think you can better explain what I am trying to say here today. Would you like to take the floor, please?
I would indeed. Let me start with a Danko Jones lyric. I want to save the world and fuck in toilet stalls. That may be the smartest lyric in the history of rock and roll, if not the best. I fucking love Danko Jones, which kind of sucks because I live in a country that seems to go to great lengths to keep him from crossing over our border.
Preach on, brother!
I can say for certain I am not a king of this land, because if I was, Danko Jones would play every Super Bowl halftime, sing the national anthem at my christening, and I would only wipe my ass with toilet paper endorsed by my own official ambassador of kick-ass, Danko Jones.
So, for the uninitiated, Danko Jones is a three-piece rock band out of Canada. They've been around for over 10 years, and they consist of Danko Jones on guitar and vocals, JC on bass, and a Spinal Tap amount of drummers. I think they've had a new drummer on each album they put out. While Danko Jones definitely is popular in other countries than the United States, just look at his tour schedule. He's all over the place. He rarely plays in the U.S., and if you were to go up to the average person on the street, or even a rock fan, and said Danko Jones, I don't think they would either own his album or even know who he is. This is a reality.
I'm actually more surprised when someone does.
You'd be surprised, right? Yeah. I think that's a better response. Everybody has an origin story of how they discovered a band, and mine is pretty simple. I was watching the metal show, and they have this little bit where they do a round table where they show what they're listening to lately, and I think it was Don Jameson that showed Danko Jones' album Below the Belt, and this is around 2010, and I saw this badass-looking guy on a chair sitting next to a lion and a chick in, like, some kind of S&M outfit or whatever, standing next to him. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I gotta check this out. It just intrigues me because it was different than what you normally see. And so
it feels so good to know that I'm not the only one.
Really? So that is very telling, though, that both of us are rock fans, and that was our first introduction. If I hadn't watched that show, that specific episode, I don't even know if I would know who he is. So when you saw that show, did you get the album after that, or?
I did, but you know, nobody in America sells physical CDs unless it's like, you know, Taylor Swift.
Right.
So I had to download an MP3, which
I'm not too
fond of.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I downloaded it. Yeah, Below the Belt.
All right. So then you played the first track, I think, Bad Thoughts, and you know he name checks. Did you notice the Kiss reference when he says Knights in Satan's Service in the first track?
Knights in Satan's Service.
Amazing. So
end of the second verse, I believe.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit. And then the next song, Active Volcanoes, is their entire riff. He's even said in an interview, he took the riff from Lover All I Can and made a song.
Oh my God, how did I not pick that up?
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. Listen to it after we're done with the podcast.
No, I don't need to. It's in my head. It's fucking... No, you're right.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
When you saw her across the club, your one look is so gone. Every boy in the room wanted her number. No wasting time with a girl that fine. Do what you need.
So that's all you need to know. So again, point one, if you're a Kiss fan, you must be a Danko Jones fan. There's no excuse for it. You have to, if you don't like his entire albums, there has to be a handful of songs that you like. And we are going to present today, to get to the music, we are going to present 5 gateway drugs into Danko Jones. Ones that will get you hooked and have you fiending and coming back for more. And we are going to take one song from 5 albums. And we're going to basically do one of his earlier albums, a middle album, and his last 3.
Danko.
So we can start with any album, and we can kind of just, each one of us, we're just going to say this is our favorite song.
I just got a quick thing I want to say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a gigantic man crush on Danko Jones. I wish to God him and I were BFFs. We should be neighbors and like having grill outs and just talking about Kiss together, because he is the perfect man for anybody who's into that.
Well, I think he just, like you said, from a conversation we had earlier, he just gets it, right?
Oh yeah, he totally gets it. He is rock and roll. If you like rock and roll, you like Danko. If you don't like Danko, you don't like rock and roll.
I think you said it perfectly.
It's going to be interesting as we go here, because if any song that you pick, I'm going to like. if it's not one of the ones that I picked, it don't matter. Lover Call. I love the bass line.
Oh my God. I mean, that was the intro to my podcast. I mean,
yeah,
my first podcast.
Yeah. I love Sound of Love. It's got such a classic Danko riff on the chorus, but if I had to pick one,
yep,
it's got to be the opener, and it's got to be Play the Blues, because it,
well,
we much like Sammy Hagar is the master of the simple, it says it perfectly, and it rocks your fucking dick off.
Oh, it's ridiculous. That we're in a complete agreement. That song is killer from the opening little blues guitar, and then just kicks into a killer riff that all of you have already heard in the intro of this episode. So we didn't talk about this beforehand, but I'm very happy to hear that you also picked Play the Blues. But no, there is a ton of great songs on this album. All right, for the uninitiated or the fan that wants to hear the song for the billionth time, because it always kills, if you want to know how to play the blues,
get yourself a woman!
Next up is Below the Belt, which is my first induction into the world of Danko Jones, as well as Bacco's. So what is your favorite track on this album, Bacco?
Well, I got to tell you, well, first of all, like I said, this is probably my favorite Danko record.
Mine too.
I was really leaning towards the opening track, I think Bad Thoughts. I just love that chorus. I can rip up a steel, catch a chunk of bars, blah, blah, blah. But
sex with your girl on the back of a Cadillac.
Yeah, and the whole thing. Like, I can rip off and rip you.
It's just badass.
I can rip off, steal all your cash, sucker punch you in the face, whatever. And I love Magic Snake, Apology Accepted, I Want to Break Up With You. All of those songs are fucking killer. But if you're going to put a gun to my head and I'm picking one that I'm going to say you got to listen to, the one that keeps coming back to me when I'm not listening to Danko is Tonight Is Fine.
I think that's a very good pick. And I think that's a good one for somebody that's going to transition into Danko. I'm not sure if that's my favorite track on there, but actually I would have gone with Tonight Is Fine, Had Enough, or Full of Regret.
Full of Regret, yes.
Any of those three. Like I would have to debate that with you a little bit. Did you notice the Active Volcanoes and Tonight Is Fine are two songs in a row teaching somebody how to pick up chicks? Have you noticed that?
I did not. Okay. You know what? I'm sick of this, that you picking up on nuances that I'm usually good at grabbing.
Well, you listen to that. It's right in a row. It's like Active Volcanoes, and it's like lesson one and lesson two of becoming a pickup artist. It's like a manual. But anyway, so Tonight Is Fine, Had Enough, Full of Regret. Those are ones that I think have a lot of AC/DC-ish riffs, but like, they have a little bit of everything. But Tonight Is Fine is killer. My favorite track on there, like I think you were mentioning, is I think Bad Thoughts. But I'm not sure if that's the one that I would play to somebody that's never heard him before, just because it's more, I don't know, it's more something, it's like his overall personality. But the other ones,
did. I've done a few things that I wouldn't be proud of.
But the other ones are more traditional rock songs.
But boy, how is that not traditional rock?
What do you
mean? Just, oh my God, that song fucking kicks ass.
Then why wouldn't you recommend that? Because it's so badass. Because it's so badass because it's not the, it's almost a rap. You know what I mean? Like,
well.
Not a rap as in, but more like a I Love It Loud or a, you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
you know, I do, but it's not that, you know, chorusy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the chorus when it picks up is just brutal. No, I'm changing my pick. I think Bad Thoughts.
Okay, yep. Then I'm fine with that too.
Listening to that song, I think you might submit to Danko.
I think I'm enjoying your argument here. I was going to go with more of it because you would say at least that Tonight Is Fine, Had Enough, and Full of Regret, or at least more traditional than I think Bad Thoughts, right? I mean, from your typical song you hear.
Tonight Is Fine is more of a.
It's
a little more refined. It's a song I think you have to listen to a couple times to really get how, you know, brilliant it is. Whereas I think Bad Thoughts pretty much punches you in the face with how good it is.
You know what? I'm going to say this is the only album we're going to do this with, but we're going to play a double shot of I Think Bad Thoughts and Tonight Is Fine.
Pop, pop, power.
I'll admit it, I've done a few things that I shouldn't be proud of. I got no remorse, no regrets, never happy endings, only stock sets. And if you wanna get down, I can go down as low as you wanna get. I wouldn't try to push me, it'll only leave you with regret. Don't test me, I can whip you off and steal all your cash. Sucker punch you in the face, stand back and laugh. Leave you stranded as fast as a heart attack. All day I think bad thoughts. I can break your heart at the drop of a hat. Stab you in the back and two in a slap. Finish it, flush it down the toilet like you're taking a piss. It should be good to see for a change, just a day, how the other half lives. And when I take you out, I'll stay you down, make sure you're getting nervous. You won't understand, that's how it is, as a knight in Satan's service. I can rip you off and steal all your cash. Sucker punch you in the face, stand back and laugh. Leave you stranded as fast as a heart attack.
Just my lifestyle. I'd love to see how you live. Feel free when the coast is clear. You gotta pick your spots. Tonight is fine.
All right, Baco, which one do I want to do next?
Sleep is the Enemy.
All right, this one came out in 2006. Now, this is one that I'm probably least familiar with, but I've actually owned for about a year and a half, but I've just slowly keep coming back to it. It didn't grab me as much as the other ones. What about you? What's your kind of...
It's the last one I've heard of the ones we're talking about today.
All right. So how recently did you listen to this one?
A couple of weeks ago.
And so,
well, for the last couple of weeks as prep.
What's your vibe on it?
It's probably my favorite Danko record.
I thought you said that about Below the Belt.
Did I?
I don't remember. All right. Anyway. Okay. Well, keep going. So I'll let you have first bid on the your favorite song.
Well, I did some cracker research, and I found out that this was his first actual release in America, which is just fucking incredible. We may as well be Indonesia as far as Michael Jones is considered. I mean, are we really even releasing music if it doesn't come out in the U.S.?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, yeah. Did you see that you realize that, you know, when you see those big fests and you see what I call the seeing eye chart list of bands, where they have the big bands on the top and they slowly get small. In every other country, he's always on the second or third row minimum.
And in this country, he's not on it.
Or he's on the last one. Like when he's played, when I've seen him, anytime he's ever played in America, though, and he's at a fest, he's on the second to last or last rung.
But as far as the music, I think the opener, Sticky Situation's, a great song. I love Don't Fall in Love, Invisible, When Will I See You? And I love the chorus for Time Heals Nothing, and of course the title track. But when I gotta pick one, hey, it's on the first date.
First date, electricity. When you walk in, you suck my circuitry. Back it up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool. I think I know you. I'm gonna bet that you like Super Chunk and Joan Jett. Get your quick fix in my car. You got a sweet tooth and I'm your chocolate bar.
And it goes on. tonight. Can I hold your hand? Well, thank you. Now this is what we're gonna do on our date today. We're gonna do all the things all the couples like to do. We're gonna go to a movie, we're gonna have some dinner, take a walk, look at the moonlight. Anything you want, but baby, I got a question. Do you kiss on the first date?
You love first date, don't you?
I do. And but I don't kiss on the first date. Unless it was Danko, then it's all tongue.
Okay, so next up is Rock and Roll is Black and Blue, which came out after Below the Belt, which was, like we mentioned earlier, the first time that we discovered Danko. So what were your... I just want to tell you a little backstory, and I don't think this is a coincidence, but I had two albums show up from Amazon on the same day, and that was Kiss's Monster and Rock and Roll's Black and Blue. They both came out. They had the same release date. I don't think that's a coincidence from Danko, being the fan he is. And I was actually more excited of hearing this album because just about a year and change ago, I had both heard Below the Belt, saw him live, killer show, and I was just geek to get this album. What were your impressions of it when you got it? I don't know if you're kind of the same zone I was.
You know, I'm almost like with Danko, almost like I was as a Kiss fan, you know, prior to, you know, I don't know, Psycho Circus. It's almost like I feel obligated to like what he does. And this record, in hindsight, now that I've had the time to like look at it, I don't like it as much as the other three that we talked about, but I still like it. And it's really hard to dislike Danko. I don't know. It's kind of fragmented. It doesn't sound like he really had a lot of like focus doing what he's doing. I don't know. I don't want to be too critical because it's a good record.
Yeah, for me, it just sounded rushed and just like throw everything against the wall and move on. I think he was doing a lot of touring at this time. I will say it has one of my favorite songs by him on it, but which is just when I first heard it, I was so excited about hearing the album. And for me, it has some of the songs I like least. I mean, Legs drives me insane. Get Up, I'm not even going to go into it and get too conceited. I can just tell you,
I mention those two because those two songs I do not like at all.
Yeah, they're not good. And what I'm amazed is he actually plays those live too. But anyway, so the point being is that it's just like anything. After you start with Below, like an album like Below the Belt, and then you follow up with this, you're going to be disappointed. So what is your favorite track off this?
This one was easy. I believed in God.
I thought he would never let me down.
I thought he would never let me down.
So I raised my arms and fell to the ground. When I believed in God. When she walked out in the middle of the room, I believed in God. I raised my arms and fell to my knees, and I believed in God. The sun shone on her beautiful eyes, and I believed in God. She made everything wrong into everything right, and I believed in God. Evil. He's evil. He's evil. She don't want me.
and fell to my knees, and I believed in God. The sun shone on her beautiful eyes, and I believed in God.
Today's episode with a track off the either upcoming or most recent release, Fire Music. And what I mean by that is it depends on where you are.
If you happen to live in a country where modern plumbing is kind of unique, you have it.
You may already have it. You may have it months before it's going to be released in the United States. I think it came out in various countries in February. I'm just going to go on a rant about the music industry. I think Danko, not only is a musician, the guy is a podcaster. He writes for Huffington Post, various music magazines. The guy is obviously intelligent, besides just getting on stage and killing it. Now, if this album is being released, either, I don't know if it's his music label or his management, that all that's going to do is kill sales. Because fans like us, we're going to buy the album when it comes out. But we've already heard it. Correct?
Correct.
It's a damn shame. Like... Why
it's
am
a
I?
Damn shame.
Yeah, we are doing a podcast about an album that we can't get legally in the United States yet. Isn't that correct?
How the fuck did we even hear it?
I don't know. Why? Because we are both writers for Decibel Geek, and Decibel Geek is a power, a force in the music industry. Is that correct?
We have connections.
That's right. And that is why Baca was able to review the album months before it is available to the general public in the United States.
Months before!
Months. Point being, that is testament to the popularity level of Danko in the United States, why it was more important to release it elsewhere.
I love that man!
So, off of Fire Music, your impressions of it?
Sadly, it reminded me a little bit of Rock and Roll is Black and Blue, but thankfully, it was better.
I agree.
It was more of the good stuff from that record. Body Bags is kick ass.
Oh my god, that is a brutal, just straight up punk song, pretty much.
And as we started out the episode, I already talked about how much I love the line about fucking in toilet stalls from the song Getting Into Drugs. It literally is the smartest lyric I've ever heard in rock music. I'd recommend someone, I'd say skip the first three tracks and go to, maybe go past three.
Is it even a question?
Well,
there's one.
It has to be Live Forever, but I really like She Ain't Coming Home as well. I don't know. It's between those two.
No, that's a good track too. But I mean, if you're at pick one, I mean,
Live Forever.
Of her taste.
concludes The Greatness of Danko Jones, a special presentation from Cobras and Fire. We hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll come back next time. Be sure to join the discussion at facebook.com/cobrasandfire, and check out our articles under the names Loose Cannon and Baco at decibelgeek.com, and subscribe to the podcast, Decibel Geek. Until next time, this is Loose Cannon signing out.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.